didn't know if it was put here first.
Oh, no, I didn't put it there. Mariah probably put that there.
Oh, yeah, it was on the floor.
Product placement.
You know, she was just, you know, just...
Fossing around. I'm just spitballing.
Does your mic get loose every fucking time?
Nope, that's just you, baby. My shit's tight as a fucking tiger.
Tight like a tiger.
Alrighty. Let's get this fucking show on the road.
Let's get this over with.
Actually, no, we're actually going to get the show on the road because, guys, we are going on tour.
Oh my God. Remember when we were talking about that? Like, it was about to happen?
Yeah.
I mean, it was about to happen. We had meetings about, like, going on tour. Yeah, and...
but I know it would not have been good.
We also have a pandemic right now. It's not even possible.
No, I'm saying, like, if we did go on tour, I would have a meltdown on, like, live on stage.
We're just not funny.
And we wouldn't, and we wouldn't be able to cut it.
You're so much better now, which means like when we do it later on, you'll be a lot better, like actually on
stage.
Thanks,
Bubba.
Thank you for that. I just don't think I could ever do something like that live.
Well, we have to, so.
Tell us a joke.
I was going to say, do you understand how many emails I get about that?
About tour?
Yeah.
Let me give you a tour.
At the mall check.
At the mall check.
Come back for part two for the results of the mall.
Come back for part two to see the results of the mall.
What results?
So funny.
That girl needs to get off TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
No, she needs to stay on. Have you seen her shit?
Have you seen it lately?
Yeah. Well, not lately, but she posts.
She showed me something recently.
At least she's posting. I don't see you fuckers posting. At least she's consistent.
She's an influencer. Uh-huh.
She is an infant.
Dang, that was good.
You're going to take it on tour, okay? Face your fears. It's going to happen, all right?
That sucks.
It would be really, really cool to go to our high schools as one of like, go to the auditorium. Like,
that would be fun.
Yeah, and then all of our high school friends show up.
Mr. Zembuck is just sitting there in the corner.
Zane,
just like,
is it embarrassing for them to show up or embarrassing for them to pay to see you guys?
Right.
But
it's really cool. That's a cool thing to go back to your room.
Stop my anxiety. Mariah gave me a ring that helps with the anxiety.
I got them on Amazon. They're really
It's made out of like things that like stop doors. What is that called?
Coils? What?
Like little,
it's kind
little
of like
coils.
Coils. You can just roll it on your
it
finger
called?
And it's little it's coils. Like a fidget.
It's like what you put on sponges camera, to like clean the shit off the casket iron.
It's kind of like
iron.
A Brillo,
the casket
like
iron.
Like a Brillo pad.
Steel wool.
Yeah.
Speaking of presents, Zane, you got Mariah something that
I
you
did.
Wanted to.
Oh my God, Jesus, so fucking soon? I was going to wait a little bit.
Oh, all right.
But
it's coffee talk.
Since the cat's out the bag, I got you a little present.
It's present time, baby. Ding.
All right, we got to do the intro anyways. Ready? Yeah. It's present time.
It's present time, baby. It's Christmas time, baby. It's Jesus's day.
Technically,
baby.
It is present time.
It's coffee talk, baby. It's Christmas time, baby.
We're fucking busting and moving your lip glossing.
Yeah. Your lip gloss. Where's
your moves?
I did it, asshole. I did it.
You just completely just stopped the tradition.
You're throwing it back.
Hey, it's a new year.
It's Jesus time.
New year, new traditions.
That's right. True.
It's 2021. And I don't want to dance anymore.
I'm going to keep dancing. Yeah. I'm actually going to take dance classes because I want to get better.
Salsa?
I'm hired.
Mariah, do you want to be my dance teacher?
You're sitting there like, where can I hire somebody to?
If only there was a dance teacher.
Imagine.
I know, but you do
like the pee pee cocking type of dances. I'm trying to stomp the yard, baby.
Like the doo doo and like the fossing around dance. You don't do the real dance.
Yeah.
No, you're not. It's not real.
Can you do all dancing or just like some dancing?
All dancing.
You can do all that. You can teach me how to like, yeah, like crump. Yeah.
Zane,
really?
I got you crump lessons.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't learn anything. We were just having so much fun.
You were good.
Yeah?
You were killing it.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I know I did.
I just like hearing compliments.
Zane, fish and pole.
Oh, really?
The hat.
The hat.
All right, open your present.
Yeah, open your present, Mariah. I got you a little present.
I love it. Oh! It doesn't even
hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
It didn't even wrap it, so there's no surprise.
Oh my gosh.
It's a surprise, Mariah. I still haven't seen it yet.
Oh, this is not what I expected.
Ooh.
I thought it'd be something like small.
Good.
And like,
I thought it was gonna be good.
That this matches
is really
your...
thoughtful. This it matches all my appliances in the game room.
In the back
room.
I just saw the side, the marketing, pop it like it's hot. Wow, that is good.
Okay, that's good. We need to hire him for Komodo.
Great marketing.
It's a popcorn maker, but you flip it and it doubles as the bowl that holds your popcorn. Yeah,
and it spins the popcorn so it doesn't burn.
And Mariah, I don't know if you noticed why I got you that. It's because you like to burn your popcorn in the microwave. So I thought
since this
thing has like a timer.
It was
and
one
shit,
time, but it has left the house smelling like popcorn for 5 months.
Yeah, it's crazy how long like that burnt
smells.
Popcorn. Yeah, still smells.
That was
so,
months ago.
I got you that.
That was really nice.
I got you this popcorn maker so that your distressing popcorn smells don't affect me when I come over and try to heat something up in the microwave.
We got that from Heath and I went to Bed Bath & Beyond the other day. And yo, we were on a high.
Wait, thank you. This is really sick.
Such a good store.
We hit a fucking gold mine. We're like, oh, let's just get everything for Mariah from this place.
We also went to the mall for like 10 hours and got nothing done.
Yeah.
Wait, I want to say my thank yous.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No. Oh.
Thank you.
Of course.
Did you use the 20% off coupon for the Bed Bath Beyond?
I didn't have one on me, but the lady was super sweet. Oh, and okay. She was like, I'll give you a 20% off.
Everyone should be using a 20% off coupon when they go to Bed Bath Beyond, regardless of whether they have one.
They're like known for that.
Yeah. They never expire. That's the thing. They never expire.
You I always do that for like I'm still talking about have, like, it. Some...
Yeah.
If you're listening, I have appliances in our guest house.
It is the exact same color.
They're all retro themed.
Zane thought about that.
Oh shit! Yeah, yeah. And that's why I got you the light blue one.
Oh, yeah, I was like, yeah. Zane, you really do pay attention.
Yeah, I do.
That's perfect. Thank you.
He gives me a knuckle tap off camera. He's just like,
yeah, I got you.
That's really thoughtful.
Zane also got it because he wanted
24 cups of popcorn.
Yeah, he's like, plug it in, bitch.
When you get something good for the kids, bruh.
Oh, yeah.
Mariah got me a present, actually. I'm wearing it right now. It's an City Girl Light Ray J shirt.
City Girl Light Ray J.
I honestly love these type of shirts. It reminds me of Heath's Big Red Memorial shirt.
Yeah.
There's just something about it where it feels authentic.
Which was it sounds fucked up, but it's ripped from a rip shirt. Oh my god.
A rip shirt? Oh, yeah. And like an RIP shirt.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Like we had people like friends in high school that passed away and we all had made like the shirt. It was just the easiest thing you could get customized.
Yeah. But are we sure that it came from rip shirts or maybe it like started from just like people making their own shirts out of whatever. And then people just started making
It's the airbrush and like people would just go get like airbrush like
the style like how it's stylized. When you walked in, I was like, is that like somebody that went to our high school? Like I didn't get it at first. I was like, is that like a memorial of someone? Because we saw the people like that in our high school that would go around with those types
and
of shirts.
We had friends that we wore their shirts like that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm a big fan of City Girls. I literally know all the words to her songs. City Girl, like Ray J, let me talk to him. All they fucking want to want JT. Hey. They do. Adds up like a sit, Larry.
Uh-huh.
Got a body like a Minaj body. Ooh, make it 55. What?
Sucked AT.
Yup.
He told us to say it faster.
I tried. He also got every single word wrong leading up to it. I didn't know where we were hopping in.
Just big
fan
of them.
I didn't know when to start. I was like, now. Now.
Suck their teeth.
You want a Minaj with a new body?
Make it 55. Suck their teeth.
We were on Urban Dictionary. I'm not even going to lie. Just be straightforward. And, we were on Urban Dictionary figuring out what the hell that
genius
means.
Where they break it down?
Yes.
And what does it mean?
Tell him, Heath.
So it's pull up G-Wag 63, so a 63 AMG.
Which I said.
G-Wagon.
Yeah.
Right. So it's top of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Which would make that car is so nice that it would make the lesser model, the G-Wagon 550, so the G55 for short.
And suck thy teeth is when you...
Are jealous. Like.
All right. Yeah.
Very good. So I knew that. And I was like testing to see
you make the 55 suck day teeth because they don't got the good one.
Like huffing and puff. Kind of like...
Right.
And I have one more question about the
Zane
City
had
Girls.
A G-Wag 55. I'm just going to say.
Oh, I did?
Oh,
that's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
He would have been sucking his teeth right
now. And that's why I got rid of it. Because I can't have something like that after
now,
that song's
right,
out.
Now you got a keyed up lamb truck.
Oh my God. Don't even get me started.
Oh yeah, that happened, didn't it?
My car got keyed. Like a few days ago, and it was because we were eating at this restaurant and somebody was like being rude to Todd. They said some shit like oh you work for David or some shit like that, but Heath and I weren't there.
Situation
we weren't there and it became this thing, and I think the guys that were being rude or being disrespectful, I think they saw us go to my car. I ended up leaving my car there for a little bit, and I came back, and it was just keyed.
Like, it's bad. It's not just like a little key. It's
the entire
fucked up
because car and back.
I didn't even do anything. I wasn't even there. Yeah. But it's just like, how could you do that to someone's car?
No matter who they are.
I would I don't care how fucking angry. I would never go and key your car. That? It's fucking nuts.
It's a petty fucking cheap like.
It's cheap.
If you're gonna do it.
You're a coward.
Tell me you're gonna do it and then fucking do it. Don't do it behind my bed. Like, that's just a pussy shit.
You're a coward. Yeah.
I have a confession. I've keyed someone's car before.
No, you haven't.
Kenny.
You did?
I did.
Why? They cheated. You know
what?
I always
find this is fun. This is very funny because I feel like it's just always funny when my parents are gonna hear a story for the first time on this podcast. But like, I totally did. It was somebody that I met up with from a prominent gay app. They were a closeted person. And okay. It was just very weird. We hung out, and then like this person was bringing me back to the, like, we were literally just hanging out. Like, it wasn't a hookup or anything like that, but there was like people that they didn't expect to be at the apartment because they had a roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I was like invited in, but then when they found out more people were there, I was like not invited in. And I was literally sitting outside this person's like apartment, just being like alone by myself, being like, are they going to come back? Like, are they going to come get me? Like, what's going on?
They didn't tell you that they...
Yeah, like, I could just tell that he was very uncomfortable when he found out more people were there. That, like, it would be more public if you were to, like, bring a guy home. And I was, like, sitting out there, and I was like, fuck this. Like, it was when I first moved to San Francisco, and I was like, I don't know this area. Like, he's literally brought me to a strange area that I don't know. Like, what a fucking asshole. And...
Did you key the word gay into his car?
No, you didn't.
Did you actually?
I honestly don't know if I want this next part in, but I will tell you what I keyed it in.
We'll bleep it out. What'd you key?
Oh. But Zane goes, hey, yeah, okay, yeah. Well, you can say that, so that's okay.
You're allowed.
Came out of your mouth.
No, I'm just like, and I respect that. You but know like, what? I respect
like,
that.
If I was the person that I am today, I wouldn't have done that. But like, honestly, in that moment, I literally felt like it was so rude. Like, he was legitimately leaving me on the street corner to like freeze, essentially. I was like just standing outside, like, what is happening? Like, I have to call an Uber, I guess. Like, I don't understand what's happening.
He didn't communicate with you, like,
no.
Hey, I really don't feel comfortable. There was nothing like that.
He said, he was like, just give me a second. I'll be right back. I was outside for more than like 20 minutes. Like, I was like, what an, and
so
honestly,
he
like,
got,
I just
so
got,
he got scared because there were people there and then he left you outside.
He didn't want to be like outing himself.
Right. And so I was just he didn't give me any heads up or whatever. He was just like, I'll be right back, whatever. I'm like, okay. And then he said
he'll be right back.
I
guess his friends don't know that you could have gay friends, you know?
Right, like, yeah, it's, you know?
It's straight, what do they call it? Like,
guilty by association?
No,
guilty
like...
by association.
Like, over...
Overcompensating.
Overcompensating, right. Sorry, thank you. Like, I feel like he was probably like, nah, I don't have any gay friends.
Maybe. The world may never know.
That's gay, dude.
The world may also never know how he got that carved out of his thing, because
does he know it was you?
Oh, he absolutely knows it was me. There have been times when I clearly blocked him on these apps. I was like, I'm done. I'm washing my hands of the situation.
Yeah, like, I'm innocent now.
Come find me, bitch. You didn't want to hang out. Now you want to hang out. Yeah. Come get my fucking...
But there have been times when he made a new account and, like, hit me up and didn't have nice things to say to me.
Yeah, oh, fuck. That's
and I was like, haha, block again.
Well, maybe you guys can hash it out tonight. Today we
have... Thomas, come on out.
I wish I could say I remembered his name.
Imagine we were that good where we just knew.
That's funny.
We just knew this shit was going to happen.
He watches the podcast. He reaches out.
Zane,
we already knew the story.
Zane, your car was never keyed. It was just baiting me into talking about the time that I keyed a car. Oh, God. It was not my proudest moment.
Restaurants aren't even open. Why do you think I brought that up?
Where would I have been going that I would have gotten keyed? I stay at my house.
Kenny, that's bad.
It's bad that you keyed his car, but it's bad like what he did to you. It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, neither of us were in the right. So,
yeah.
Do you think what he did to you was worth, like, a $6,000 paint job?
Currently now, no. In the moment, I didn't give a... I don't know about cars. I don't give a fuck how much it costs.
He said, this would be like $20 to fix.
What kind of car was it?
Well, it wasn't this. It was
nice.
Yeah, right. It wasn't a wand. And you're watching Disney Channel.
It was a nice car.
Oh, it was a nice car?
I think it was a Ferrari.
Oh, he got good taste.
Candy. Oh my god.
That's like how much of a douche he was though. Like you could just tell that this guy like walked around like he's like, I'm not fucking gay. I fucking drive a Ferrari and nobody knows that I
so
like
he had
dudes.
He had a lot to lose.
Hold on, Zane dropped his anxiety. He's about to freak out.
I'm just sitting there like, oh fuck. I just start like,
oh fuck, like, pick it up. You're stepping on it. Pick it up.
I don't fucking need it. I'm
strong. I feel like I need it, admitting all this shit. Like, I've never told you guys about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, no, that's
baby,
crazy.
A ring, baby. You got this.
You this small? Excuse, that's an insult.
It's stretches. Small,
good enough for me.
Oh. Don't say
okay. The right size for
Mariah,
me.
Cut that out. Mariah, cut that out. It's not good enough for him.
Right, Zane, so think about it. Like, the person that did it to you.
They're gonna
wouldn't
grow.
Probably do it in a couple years.
But yeah. You know what? We didn't, I don't think we did anything bad to this person. This person was being disrespectful.
Yeah, I mean, I got key too. All I did was go to In-N-Out. Like I literally went.
Oh, you got really? Key before too?
Yeah, my Big Red.
It was Big Red.
It was when I first moved out to LA.
Oh, that's crazy because I feel like Ford Lightning is not a truck that like you know like nice cars people key in because they're just like fucking yeah. You have a nice car. But
I think
that truck wasn't, I wouldn't even say that was like...
It was before YouTube. It was just Vine. So I think it was just like recognized from Vine. I went in, like, dead ass, just walked in, ordered a burger, got it, and walked out, and it was done.
Nuts.
How was the burger?
Was it wasn't worth it then.
Oh, it wasn't.
Knowing what I know today, I would never go back to In-N-Out.
Got it. Okay. With Big Red, at least.
Yeah.
Big Red didn't deserve that. He like, I, you aside, Big Red did not deserve that.
But to
that.
Be honest, when it got stolen, the other guy bought it. I found it 3 years later.
And it was
he
fixed.
Fucking clay barred it, fixed the whole thing. You can't even see the key marks.
That's why he was upping the charge, because he put a lot of work into it.
That guy, the one that got it, is the one that fixed the whole keying?
No, the guy who stole it ended up ditching it. Cops found it. And then it went to an auction.
Right.
No idea where.
It went to the auction keyed.
Yeah.
This guy that lived 10 minutes away from Heath last year. Was it last
yeah.
year?
It was, hold on, he was 10 minutes away?
Yeah.
I it thought he was
been,
like
it
an.
It might have been this year. I think it might.
No, there's no, it was not
Seminole.
Right before COVID.
It was Seminole.
Yeah.
But we were in Seminole.
That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't this year, guys.
No, it wasn't there's this no year. Way. We've been here for almost a year already.
We yeah. haven't done, time guys, remember, we haven't done anything this year. Like,
yeah,
anything you, big
yeah,
like that?
It just flew
but yeah,
last
so
year.
The guy bought it from the auction and, like, cleaned it up, got, like, paint correction done.
He was a
done.
Car guy. He took care of
he,
it,
He, like,
yeah.
likes cars. He had, like, 10 cars at his house.
Mm-hmm. Thank goodness somebody like that bought your car.
That's what I said, too.
But
it
he
was
charged
in the right
me
hands.
A fucking arm and a leg to get it back.
Well, he's also a businessman.
Because he put in an arm and a leg to fix that truck. That's why.
We respect the hustle.
I'm going to leave my key marks on my car for like 2 years and watch.
Yeah. You're going to sell that thing before you fucking fix it. Yeah. Fuck you. No.
Imagine
Zane's just fucking, like, I'll just get a new one.
Zane pulls into his garage and slams the front bumper. Look at the front bumper.
That's not, dude, that, you caught me off guard. That, we will not speak of this. Not
Zane,
on this podcast.
The
no,
whole
no.
front bumper is ripped up like dents, chips, paint.
Did you get
like,
it fixed?
No,
I didn't
look.
See this.
No, okay,
absolutely
look.
Not.
Oh,
I
wait,
have,
no, I did see this when you were parked out front.
I have sensors. I have sensors on my car, so whenever I'm like about to hit, like, you know, like I try to get as close as possible whenever wherever I park anywhere, it tells me when like how far I am from something. But for some reason, it doesn't tell me the poles in my garage. It never does, and it's soft. So every time I park and I like hit it, I don't feel it or anything.
Right, why don't right, you right, take right. Pool noodles? Slice them and wrap it around the pole.
Put a golf ball from a string, hang it down as soon as it hits the windshield.
No, a tennis ball.
Ooh,
so it's not.
You, and right, that is a fun DIY ball. Project for you.
Video idea, next vlog. Transforming Zane's garage. We just put hang a tennis ball and pool noodles.
No, a little more right. dramatic than that. I saved my best friend's life by doing this.
Yeah.
This saved him $250,000.
That's funny.
Oh, I miss making YouTube thumbnails.
It's how much you can manipulate a situation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's kind of fun.
It is. Have you ever keyed a car, Mariah?
No.
Have you ever done anything like bad like that? No. You guys know that, well, you probably heard, Ariana Grande is engaged.
Okay, so David sent that like really upset. I don't, who is she with?
Okay, I just found out a couple weeks ago that she has a boyfriend. I was like, oh, she must have just gotten a boyfriend. That's nice. And then Then they're engaged.
Yeah.
How long have they been dating?
She moves quick on quick on quick. Mm-hmm.
But no, hold on. I mean, we don't know how long she's been dating this kid because she can obviously keep it a secret.
She met him when she was 19. Okay.
How old is she right now? Like 24, right?
I think she's 26. I think she's my age.
Oh, she's 26.
Oh, Zane knew my age.
She's 27.
She's 27. Wow.
Her face has looked the same, I feel like, for like 10 years.
Yeah, she's very youthful looking.
Well, I hope, Ariana, if you're listening, probably you are, most likely, like 95%.
Right.
I hope you have a very nice life with your new mans. And David,
and if it doesn't work, David is right there, okay?
David Dobrik, just hit him up.
He's loves her, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. He's obsessed.
Aww.
So has, like, I feel like crush.
They'd be cute.
So you guys remember last podcast I was talking about the wellness center that I went to.
Your anti-aging.
The anti-aging center that I went to. And my got my blood results. All the levels are off. My testosterone's really low. Estrogen's not imbalanced. Just everything is just really low. I'm a 65-year-old man according to my levels, I read the comments, and there were so many comments of people saying that what I'm doing is a scam, or it could damage my body.
Really?
What I'm doing could damage my body. And it makes sense, I guess. A lot of people. Yeah. And there was a lot of people that were studying being a doctor to be a doctor.
Boy.
Yeah.
And you're easily persuaded.
Yeah, it's not to be negative. As a medical student, Zane's medical treatment really piqued my interest. I researched the anti-aging facility that he mentioned, and then they named the facility I went to, which I'm how the fuck did they
did
know?
Did we talk about the name?
No, I did not
but
say the name.
But did you say it's called?
No, I didn't. Well, I didn't say the name.
They said the name that you mentioned.
They did.
Yeah. They did, yeah. They mentioned the name. There's no physician oversight at all, and it seems like there's a lot of mixture of real and essentially which medicine that is not supported with good research. Definitely a money grab. Stay safe, y'all. And then they're saying, Zane, you got to get a second opinion. That doesn't sound like it's good for your body.
Taking all those
They're saying that I shouldn't be injecting this into my system. That's not how I should be getting these vitamins or
saying
this
it should be natural.
It should be natural. My body should be able to produce it. And they're saying that, Zane, you just need to exercise and eat better. But I have been exercising a lot and eating much better, and my levels are still off.
Maybe eating much better doesn't mean eating a protein bar and a protein shake.
No, I know. I am eating better though. I'm eating fit. I eat salads, I eat fish, I eat veggies. I eat bars a lot and shakes, but I'm eating much better for sure than what I used to.
I eat bars. I go to bars, but
I don't understand what else I can do that I can naturally make my levels better. Right. I don't know. I saw these comments and I was like, fuck. I actually didn't take mine today because after I read these, I'm like, fuck, is it actually bad for me? So yeah. I didn't take mine today. So because I got scared. What's your guys' thoughts on that? What do you think?
Are you just confused because you are eating healthier and working out and trying to do better, but you don't feel mentally better? You feel like you're getting worse?
Exactly. Yeah. And they were actually saying, the comments were saying Zane, that does not determine your mental health. And I understand that, but that she was saying that could be the reason why I haven't been in the greatest mood lately because my levels are off. I mean, which that completely makes sense. Right. If your levels are off, why would you be in a good mental state? Everything is connected.
And you're just going off references too. People that you've talked to have said that it's helped them. It's changed them.
Yeah.
That's where you were going off of. It is good to get another opinion, but that's just that's the opinion that you were given. So,
but
I
feel if I get a second opinion, they're going to say it's bad. I know. So it just sucks that when you're being in this situation, you never know what's the best for you.
Right.
And
always say you could go to 10 different doctors and they're going to tell you 10 different things.
Exactly.
They're going to tell you the doctor before is totally wrong. Then they're going to say the doctor before is totally wrong. It's hard. It's very confusing. It's
everybody trying to get their own business.
Yeah. I feel like I would go, this is a wellness center. I would just say I guess I agree. I would say that I personally agree with the people that are saying get a second opinion, but I would just go to do you have a doctor out here? A regular doctor?
Like a primary?
I do have a primary, but he's always so busy. So I won't get an appointment for 2 weeks. So it's just hard to. I've been going to urgent cares a lot, but urgent cares, they tell you something different every time.
If you trust your doctor's opinion, I would just try to make an appointment with him and just be I wouldn't say that you've already gone to another place. I would say what he says organically from the things that you're telling him. Because if he's you should be injecting testosterone, you'll be like, oh my God, perfect. I've already been told that. And that's right. But if he says something else, you'll be like, you can be like, okay, like that's his real opinion. But then you can be like, okay, well, I've gone to a consultant that says that I should be injecting this. What are your opinions on the pros and cons of injecting what they're telling me to inject? And then he would have an opinion on that too. You know, I would almost like just kind of play it like.
Yeah, definitely.
I just wonder what's like the best way to take it without injecting it. Like, how do you raise up your testosterone?
But it could be something else. Like, what if you like people who go to their primary, they're like, they put them on ADHD medication. You know what I mean? Like, what if it's just something like that?
But like, if it's going to be in pill form, isn't that the same thing? Like, that's still pretty like bad if you're taking pill forms.
I don't understand that.
Since we're talking about it, I think it's weird. Like, taking vitamins are like praised, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're doing well for your body.
Right, but who's to say vitamin level you should be getting in, like zinc and whatever it is that you're taking in, like a Flintstone or a Men's one a day.
Uh-huh.
Even how people are raised, like me personally, my parents, like, we never kept medication in the house at all. Like, nothing. It was, like, literally garlic and oil. Like, if you have an ear infection, garlic and oil on a cotton ball, put it in your ear, and I literally feel better. Yeah. My mom would give me, she makes this concoction.
Your mom's spraying me with that fucking...
Oh, the room spray. But it helped. If I feel sick, any type of sickness, a cold, a cough, anything, she would have me... It was, like, what is it? Garlic, honey, lemon... And she would like make it really hot and I would just take a spoonful of it and I'd be better. So now today I've had people tell me like, that's really bad. Like you should be taking like vitamins and stuff like that. I don't know what to take. I don't take anything, but I'm healthy. Like I don't know. I that's just how I was raised. So I stay away from medication. Like I've never taken like, what's the basic ones? Not Adderall, Tylenol, like none of that.
Oh, when you have a headache, you don't like take Advil?
I don't get headaches. Yeah. I swear to you, I don't remember the last time I had a headache. I don't get sick. I don't have headaches. I'm never, ever sick, ever.
Yeah.
Like, knock on wood, but,
My dad is the same way. He does not like taking vitamins, medicines. Yeah. Everything is natural. Literally.
I really like the holistic, like, aspect. And, it like, makes people sense. That, like, are about that.
Yeah.
Because like, I feel like it, genuinely is the best way to do it.
Yeah. My dad, literally, his medicine is honey and cinnamon. He takes honey and cinnamon, mixes it up, and he takes a spoonful every day. And my dad has never been sick.
I also could be one of those people that just fucking think about everything like this. But a lot of people say like there's stuff in chapstick that temporarily helps your lips. But there's like fiberglass shards that will like in the long term make them more chapped. Like I have friends like my buddy back home, Alex.
Yeah.
Like he cannot go anywhere without chapstick. Like, he needs it because he will be, like, fucked.
Mm-hmm.
But he's constantly using it. And it's just, like, every 10 minutes. And he's just putting it on.
Like, I just feel like your lips are just relying on it, right? Because it's constantly, like, coating and it. Like, and it's like
you're training.
It could be something. I don't know. I'm just fucking saying. But, like,
I don't know.
It could be something in it that's making your lips more chapped. Like, you think you're fixing it. You think you're, like, making it better.
True,
but
I heard
it's
that too.
Getting you, like, addicted to it and making your body.
Yeah.
Rely
but there,
on it.
There could be people that like have actual very natural like type of chapstick where it doesn't have shit in it. So and
like
they
Vaseline.
Probably have to they probably have to do it all the time too. Yeah, like Vaseline.
Yeah.
So yeah, who knows?
Maybe they start it just depends on the person. I feel like for a lot of people, it's just like I really do feel like a big part of it is mental. It's like if you think it's helping you, then it is.
Placebo,
you
know,
but it's a placebo effect. I agree with the mental thing when it comes to throwing up. I haven't thrown up since I was a kid.
I've never seen her throw up.
Because you haven't drank,
him.
Baby.
Not as much as me. Been drinking,
trust
right?
me, I've drank. It's very rare. Like once in a blue moon, I'll feel like, this is it. I'm about to throw up. This is it. But in my brain, I tell myself, no, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. And nothing comes out. It just goes, the feeling goes away and I feel so much
that's
better.
That's how I get rid of my hiccups. When I have hiccups,
mind over matter.
It's literally mind over matter. Like I used to joke with my ex-boyfriend, like I'm like, I think this is my superpower. Like I can actually will away hiccups. I found like a system to get rid of them for me. I don't think that it will work for everyone else because I don't think everyone else. You do. But I like, I mean, I totally, I believe in, you know, the strides that have been made in modern medicine. I just, I don't think that's going to work for everyone as like a general statement of like, this will do this and it will work for you. I don't think it's going to work for everyone. Different. Everyone's different, whether it's your perception or whatever, but like,
thank God,
you know, it's just like, I definitely think it like, you know, it helps some people. It doesn't help all people. It doesn't have the desired results for everyone.
I've tried mind over matter. Like, you ever tried walking on water?
Oh, I've done it before.
I've tried.
I've ran on it. Like Jesus.
Like Jesus.
Like Jesus.
When I was
He's talking about the rock that he skipped on the water.
Are you saying you mentally told yourself I can
like,
do
I
it?
I used to think like mind over matter when I was younger. I used to be like, if you believe, you can do it. And that I was would Bruce just tell Almighty. Myself like, Keith I Almighty. Can do this. And I would take that step and just...
That's funny.
I feel like it's back. Like, I also, when I was reading Harry Potter, I was like, I think I'm a wizard. Like, I'm pretty sure.
Everybody's always thought they like, had, like, superpowers.
Yeah, it's like, you want it to be true, so you're like, I will do anything to, like, let this become a reality for me. You know, I'm just waiting for my owl to drop off my invitation to Hogwarts, you know?
Watching X-Men as a kid and, like, how, like, some people, like, have superpowers, but it's really secret. Yeah. They keep it, like, on the DL. I always, like, always wonder, like, I know it sounds crazy, but, like, what if people just had superpowers and like the one thing you just had to do is keep it on the fucking DL? You can
Zane
never
would not be able to keep his superpowers. He'd be like, yo, look what I can do.
Yeah. Look at me.
I would not be able to keep that a secret. I'm sorry.
I couldn't either.
It's a society. It's like a cult. Maybe they just, they do it among themselves.
But if they said you would lose friends,
I still don't think I could keep it to myself. I would be very selective. I would be selective regardless, but like I would tell very specific people. Like,
would you tell me?
Kenny?
It depends on the, I don't know.
It depends if I'm drunk. I don't know.
You can't. Yeah. You see, it's only that you just can't tell anybody. It doesn't matter how close they are. Secrets always
the thing
come
is,
out.
Is
what
like,
if
it's
one of
not
us
cool.
in this room had a superpower?
Yeah.
And we're talking about it right now.
That's the thing. It's not cool unless anyone else knows. If somebody in this room had a superpower, okay, great. I think you're all as equally cool as I am. But if you had a superpower and you want to tell me about it, congratulations. You're cooler than I am.
But that's
someone
that's
wants
more
to
powerful.
Have superpowers.
Bitch, do you not? Yes, I do.
What would be your go-to like superpower? Like if there was one thing that
mind
you could
reading.
Do.
No.
No.
I absolutely would
Mariah,
not do
the,
that one.
You wouldn't
that's
want
the
that.
One that I would
it's
not
dangerous.
Want. It would affect how I live my life.
You talk
too much.
Shit, I drop you. That's
I know.
Point.
No. The thing is that you like. The thing is that everybody always has like
negative
sometimes
thoughts,
has negative
right.
thoughts. Yeah, it's like
I would say selective mind reading.
But
like
still,
if I'm like
that's
Zane,
only when I want to.
If I'm like Zane, like, do I look good right now? And you're just like, oh yeah. What do you mean? What are you talking about? I'd be like, turn it on.
Well, Mariah, I'm your friend. I'm your friend. I would tell you the truth. I wouldn't lie to you. I'd be like, I mean, the shirt's okay.
I'm your friend. I beg to differ. I
think
honestly,
I'm just so insecure. I just need to, like, I just.
Somebody tell me I'm pretty.
But Mariah.
Oh, that'd be a good superpower.
As an insecure person,
security.
That's the worst superpower to have.
Self-confidence would be my
yeah,
superpower.
Yeah, that would be my superpower. Oh, my. I'd be unstoppable. Oh,
my
I love
superpower
that.
Would be teleportation, and I can bring whoever with me.
Oh, like if you're like touching
oh,
them,
that.
You can
oh my
bring
god,
them.
He thinks about others.
Yeah.
Zane.
And that's why I didn't pick teleportation because I'll just have Zane take me.
Exactly. Well, that's my superpower.
Exactly.
Don't take mine away.
Because you read his thoughts and you knew what he was going to pick.
Yeah.
That's oh unbelievable. My god. Guys, you want to go somewhere? Yeah, I'm ready to go to Tokyo. Fuck.
You're choosing that one because you hate flying.
Fuck you.
Actually, no. That would be good.
Yeah, it would be good. Just cut out the middleman. If you don't know if you're going to get on this plane and die, it's okay because maybe I could teleport.
That's true.
I think I would want flight. I just think that'd be so cool.
You'd want oh,
you would
flight?
Want to be able
to
fly? To
be able to fly. Yeah, it's such a basic one, but it's just like, I feel like it'd be cool to be like a little bird.
I think it's cool for a little bit, and then you're like, fuck,
well,
I should have chosen something else.
They have drones right now, like single-person drones that you could like take out. Like it's kind of like a helicopter or quadricopter.
Okay.
True.
See, I don't want a device. Like, that's why I would want a superpower.
You want to
what's the difference of getting on a plane and just being like, hope I live, than getting on a quadricopter and being like, hope I live? Like, I want to have the agility and the security to know that, like, I can fly at any moment and, like, I know how to use it.
Or if you wanted to, like, jump off of something real quick, you don't need, like, a device.
Right. I could just, at any moment, like, I don't want to die. Cool. I could fly.
You're in an uncomfortable situation. Yeah.
I would do time travel.
Oh, that's a good one. I want yours.
I think that's another dangerous one.
Can you bring anybody you want? We would never be bored.
I don't give a fuck about
this is for me. Damn, you're selfish. You see, I think about other people first.
Imagine going back in time and walking down the street to Frank Sinatra's.
I would love it.
Oh, yeah, we'd love it. Absolutely.
For reasons
imagine
like that.
Imagine golfing with Elvis. Are you kidding me?
See, or like to go into the future, see shit, and just be like, wow, I know what's... Bring it back. I don't have to tell anybody.
Yeah.
Or like to go back in time and see like
that's cool.
I'm fascinated by like the pyramids and like just
that's the thing. I feel especially for you too. Like I feel like your powers make sense for you. Like like your thing because I know you have like a fear of flying. It's like I feel like I know that's not the reason why you chose
and
it.
And he also just wants to like
sense.
go and like
I was gonna say
5 hour flight. Ugh, I'll just go there in a split second.
But imagine like because you have to plan a whole trip just to go home. It has to be a whole. Imagine like right now I could just be like,
hey mom,
let me just go have dinner with my family. Exactly. I'll be back in a few hours.
But here's the thing. We ask for these superpowers, but we're not specific with it. So I can only go to like as far as Saddle Ridge when I want to teleport.
I can only go to like the
1200s and can't go anywhere.
You teleport within a 10-mile radius that you can just drive.
I can only go back like 2 years.
You can fly 10 feet.
Not bad, though.
I'm just going through a bunch of trees, getting hit in the face, trying to get home. Fuck, shit, ow. Ugh.
Imagine how much less traffic there would be if we could fly.
You can read minds, but it's only when people feel negatively about you.
Oh, fuck. That would be some shit.
This is a Black Mirror episode. I'm writing it right now.
That's actually a really good episode. Like, everybody picks what they want, but they're fucked because they weren't specific.
Negative aspect of,
it's a
like,
whole, like, careful what you wish for situation.
Yep.
Yeah.
I could see it.
And send that to the director of Black Mirror. We're going to get this shit.
Black Mirror.
Let's do it.
We have to star in it, though. We're the actors.
Oh, yeah. God.
Your superpower, you wanted to fly, but people with diabetes can't fly, so your superpower is gone. Next person.
I just get turned into an actual fly. I'm like, this isn't what I wanted.
I want to be a fly.
I want to fly. You want to be a fly? Okay, great.
Well.
Fail.
Now that you guys know our superpowers.
What would yours be? Comment down below.
I always wanted to do a time capsule.
Yeah, those are cool.
There's one on Catalina Island.
I remember pointing it out. I was like, this is cool.
Was it 1980 something?
I'd dig that shit up after a week and a half. Yeah. All right.
What did I put in here? It's just snacks.
I remember a long time ago, like when I first started making videos, I wanted to do a time capsule.
Oh, yes, with the friends. Yeah. Still a good idea. You should do it.
We'll put a frozen bee in there.
That's cool. That's quirky.
Oh, it was 1987.
Oh, 87.
What is that?
87? To be opened in 2087.
Oh my God.
I was way off.
Everybody that knows about this dies, though, so they can't relay this information.
We might make it. If we all live to be like 100 years old,
If we all stop taking vitamins, we will make it.
Honey and cinnamon every day.
I'm going to try cinnamon. I love that idea.
Honey and cinnamon. My dad is like smart with that shit, so I would do honey.
I'm taking just cinnamon.
That's in the time capsule. They open it up. The history of like being healthy. It's like just cinnamon and honey.
He also like looks really good for his age.
Yeah, your dad looks youthful. Like he has good skin.
It's fucking nuts. My mom, he's beautiful, gorgeous. What happened to me? What happened?
You have good skin.
Yeah, but
yeah, thank you.
I don't got a good.
Teleports.
The only thing like you have more hair than him. That's
fucked up. Bubba, you hear
he's
that?
Bald.
He's not bald. He shaves it bald. But if he let it grow, he would not look right. Like he actually has an afro, but the afro would be like a patch of.
But he looks good bald. Like he's one of the very few people. And also, I personally think a good thing about being bald is that you will look the same for like 30 years.
Yeah. You never have to worry about your hair.
That's like true. The Rock.
How old is he?
Imagine like watching him going bald and bald, like getting worse and worse throughout the years. You're like, oh, wow. But if you're bald at fucking 25, 30, till you're 50, 60, like you will always basically.
It's definitely more
sustainable. As long as you take care of yourself. Yeah.
I feel like if you're bald at 25, like if you were 25 and you had a full head of hair 9 times out of 10, you might be more attractive, but like it's gonna degrade over time. And if you're just bald from the get-go, you will be like kind of youthful for longer, if that makes sense.
Like my brother, he looked older when he had like,
oh yeah,
he was losing his hair.
Yeah.
And he has very, very blonde, thin hair. So it was kind of just like raggedy.
Yeah.
But he shaved it. And like he's been bald for a while now.
Yeah.
But he looks so much better bald than he did with like.
He looks younger.
Like it looked like he was trying to hold on to his hair. And he was just like, one day he was that, like, fuck it.
Is that how you describe me?
I mean, you got you got a gorgeous transplant. You're fake fucking hair. No, like your shit like looks amazing.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think of like what everyone would like put in their time capsules. Zane puts his original hair follicles in the time capsule.
Oh, that slab of skin.
Yeah, just a
that
strip
fucking caterpillar of fucking skin and hair that went around.
Oh my god, we just found out the other day or like a couple days ago that you can't like. There, like one of the main reasons why I put that video up is because I want other guys to see like this video and like be confident and be like
inspired
yeah. to get a hair transplant if they're too scared to do it. But you can't, my shit's hidden. That video is hidden. You can't like find the video on YouTube.
But also, girl, it's half the time your current hair is hidden as well. So like, bitch, what is the
right?
Very good.
It's a marketing.
You're like, I seriously like your hair transplant looks great though. Like,
thank you.
No yeah. hat aside, like hat aside, like it
no
looks
cap.
Really good.
No,
no cap. All right.
That was hot.
It does feel really good. Like Ilya just out of nowhere today was like, Zane, I cannot believe how fucking good your hair looks. And it's like that. It feels so good. I'm like, damn that. It was
the
all
thing
worth
is
it.
Is you have yeah. to believe it for yourself yeah. before anything else. It's like no one's like commentary is gonna make you feel it. It's like you have to feel it to like
yeah.
feel like you never not want to have. But you kind of want to do it again.
I do.
I'm gonna go for another.
I'm gonna get it with you, baby. Don't worry.
You're gonna get it too. Aww. Should we do it together? Let's look like owls together on the future episode.
Oh, that would be so funny.
Heath goes, I was inspired by your hidden video. I watched it before it was taken down.
Inspired by your hidden
you go
hairline.
All the way down here, though. You're just fucking.
I wish. If I could go down here and shave it back to where I need it to be. Come on now.
Zane was making a joke the other day. He was like, if I lose my hair, like if I go bald, it's just the follicles left up here.
Because those are fresh. So I, like when I'm right, bald right. and I'm old, those hairs are going to be the
left.
Only ones
Imagine
hanging.
That.
You're going to start receding back here, but the front is going to be good.
All 3,400 is just going to be just sitting there. This is going to be so bad. Oh,
my God.
My only advice to you when you get this hair transplant is get more than what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if I got more than what I need, I wouldn't have to do it again. You know what I mean? I don't need to do it again. I just want to do it again.
And more doesn't hurt. Less yeah. hurts.
I mean, I've been growing hair all over my back. If they could take the whole fucking back, like the name tag like across my back, just take that whole thing. Just
you know, you could get hair transplants anywhere.
I'm getting my eyebrows done too. My thin-ass eyebrows.
You can get transplants in your brows?
Yep.
Oh.
And I feel like that's not like the recovery is like not even that bad. Like I feel like after
I envision you looking like Zane after he got his hair transplant, just face like very swollen.
Yeah,
that's gonna be so good. You just like can't even fucking see.
Wait, but where do they take the follicles from if you're doing your eyebrows?
I think beard.
No, what
for eyebrows?
They fuck up and get your, they do your hair, Heath.
I think so. Because a lot of people do beard transplants.
But, like, I feel like
that's
another huge
thing. I think
they
get that from the back of your head, though.
But
no?
But that would grow consistently like a normal hair. Yeah. Like, these will grow fucking...
The thing is, if I'm going to get, like, more hairs in my beard or anywhere, I'm going to get, like, the nice hairs back here. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to want them to pluck out
I'm
going to
be picky. No, not this one.
Give me the good
one.
Not right here.
I want beard hair just because it's thicker. And like,
yeah, you have a lot of beard hair.
Because when That's Scott good. Does one second, when Scott does his like when he dyes his eyebrows, he looks. I couldn't say he looks better, but he looks different. Like he looks just.
It just
I don't know.
More defined. Like he yeah. just like overall
he looks really
like,
good.
Yeah.
Like everything looks even. Even
yeah,
him coloring.
It looks normal.
Yeah, he looks
Not
very natural.
Like it just like looks like right when his.
Yeah.
He has the dark eyebrows. Like it looks good.
Just be honest. You look fucking hot, Scott, when you dye your eyebrows.
I'm gonna be disgusting when I'm older.
The recovery is only 3 weeks though.
Not that disgusting.
No, Zane, my dad
Your dad is disgusting.
His body hair is fucking
atrocious. Just shave it. It's, I
don't, he doesn't have patience. He won't even do his beard. Like,
then shave his fucking back, Bubba.
He won't let
me. Like the love of his life.
Zane, if you were to take your like beard hair and slap it onto your ears, that's what it's like. Like thousands and thousands of hairs on his ears. On the lobe, all inside.
Oh, for some reason, I thought you were saying your back, your ears.
That's why I keep buying you those little devices.
I trim it, but it's making it worse.
Yeah, well, yeah, as soon as you touch it, it gets worse, but you have to keep up with it. That is.
How, imagine girls. Girls have to keep up with so much shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have no idea. So it's just something you gotta keep up with.
A king.
You saw that, guys? And that's on equality. Yeah, I'm on your side, girls.
Girlies. Come on.
Zane goes, imagine what girls have to do. Okay, yeah, Zane, let's talk about it. What do girls do? Oh, I don't know, but like probably a lot, right?
Probably more than men.
I like the quote on that Claire site.
I don't know how they do it. I don't want to think about what they do, but I'm glad they're doing it.
That'd be so funny.
Next time we have like a girl guest and like, that'd be funny.
Which is every time.
If we like expose like some things girls do that guys are like, wait, what? You guys have to do that? Like, I wonder if there's things that you really don't know.
There's definitely a couple things I'm sure I don't know that you guys
have to do. I feel like
there
was something recently that you said you do that I was like,
girls, comment down below your rituals.
Yeah. I would love to see, like, any like,
I would love to see
rituals that you think that guys don't know that girls have to do.
Send me an email with your odd rituals that you don't think are, you know, known by men.
What's your most embarrassing rituals? Oh, the camera's there.
Where were you looking?
The wall.
That's funny. Patrick, look. The wall.
There was also another comment saying, I think those shots are affecting Zane. Why is his eyes like that? I think my eyes are googly eyed. I don't know.
No, baby, you drunk.
Yeah. Oh, I call Heath when Heath gets drunk, I'm like, oh, he got googly eyes.
Oh, you can tell when Heath's drunk. Yeah, it's crazy.
Really?
You
look like it's bad, huh?
You look like a completely different
person. You're totally not there. Yeah. It's like your eyes get glossy and they just
yeah. They just, just
no, Zane.
It's like
Zane.
Some will go this way, some
Zane
will go
is
out.
This.
I got summarized. Summer this way, summer that way. It's that bad, huh?
Summarized.
It's just
did you
very
just make
googly,
that up?
Googly-eyed.
That's really funny. I never heard of that.
It's a real word. Summer teeth. That's what we used to say it in like Florida.
Oh,
like
that's cute.
People who had like bad teeth would be like, you got summer teeth.
Summer good.
Like, what do you mean? Like summer this way, summer that way.
Oh, that's really funny.
We've had like a lot of people like that.
I hope I get to use that.
I was like that.
Yeah.
Butterface.
Everything's good, butterface.
Everything's good, butterface. Yeah.
Butterface, that one's summer fucked teeth. Up.
Okay, so summer teeth are.
Face is more broad.
I'm a butterface.
I'm a butterface.
I do find it fascinating when people experience different outcomes from different alcohol. Like, they're like, oh, no. Oh, is this? What is this? Like, tequila? Yeah. Oh, no. Tequila? I'm going to take my
Jack,
top off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what do you mean?
Jack will get Zane fucking angry no other.
Jack Daniels?
Yes.
Well, just whiskey in general.
Yeah.
So I don't drink whiskey.
I used to think.
I don't know what, dude. And you've seen me like, I'm getting pissed over nothing.
I know Zane. I know Zane drunk. Like, if he drinks like a Jack or a whiskey, like he like it's an aggressive. And I know, like, I love Hennessy. Like, Hennessy is one of my favorites. But I know when I drink that, I get kind of aggressive. Like, I get very like
weird.
That's crazy.
Like,
hold on, isn't whiskey considered a downer and tequila an upper? When it comes to alcohol,
people say that about tequila. Like, I don't think there's a such thing as an upper alcohol. Like, tequila might make you more like fun and
in
outgoing,
general, right? But
right,
for some people,
but alcohol in general is a depressant.
Yeah. I'm definitely not me. Depressant, not for me.
Not today.
I'm doing flips, doing ninja kicks.
You're just reckless.
Yeah, just irresponsible.
You're just reckless.
You're just reckless, but you're still, like, it's a, reckless is irresponsible, yes, but, like, a fun reckless. Like, you're very, like, over-the-top fun.
Yeah, it would be, like, because I've seen people that drink that just shouldn't drink. They're just constantly fucking, like, just starting shit,
we know people back home that are, like...
Yeah, they're just so bad. I'm always so glad that I can, like, I can do something that I like to do with my friends, you know, and I can, like...
Know your limits.
Know my limits, yeah.
I honestly feel like it's kind of, like, the same way with anything. It's just kind of, like, the energy you put out there almost when you're consuming whatever you're consuming, because I never would smoke alone, and then when I started smoking alone, I was like, this is depressing. because I would smoke and I would just be like, I'm alone and I'm not, because normally I would smoke socially. Mm-hmm. And I was like, now going to like not smoking socially, I'm like, this is kind of depressing. Now it's come full circle where I feel like, no, like I've been able to realize like what, you know, I can utilize weed for and things like that. But like, there were times, like I go through these phases where it's like, if I'm in a mindset of like, I feel alone, I'm going to smoke. Okay, I feel more alone now. Like, it's weird. Same thing with alcohol. Yeah, I feel like if I'm in a happy place.
Have you drank alone?
Very rarely, but when I have, it's been with wine. It's been with wine.
That was wine is bad to drink alone.
I learned that.
One time at the old house, Seminole,
mm-hmm.
you were out of town, and I don't know why, I was just like, I'm just going to have some wine tonight. I went through 2 bottles of wine.
Very good, Heath.
No, it was just like, I was just like, I'm just going to like, I'm just fucking whatever. And I was on the computer and I was watching conspiracy videos all fucking night. And I was just like glued to the fucking computer. And I was just like,
that sounds like it sounds like a good night for you.
But
though.
Like this,
was it good?
No, but yeah, I had so much fun.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It wasn't like, I was like, fuck this shit, man. Fuck everybody. Like, this is wrong. Like, I was just
you're
like,
enjoying
this
yourself.
Is funny. Like, it was just like exciting.
Yep.
And I was just, like,
it's funny.
I always thought about like drinking alone as like a depressing, like, obviously people
it depends
do
on
it
your
for
mindset.
Different
yeah.
reasons.
Yeah.
But like, for me, like, I went into the night being like, I'm gonna fucking watch some fucking crazy videos just to like watch it.
Uh huh.
And just have fun.
Yeah.
And I was just like, let's fucking do this. And I was just like glass after mm-hmm. glass. And I was like, it was fun.
I'll have a glass of wine or even like a half a glass of wine if I'm cooking or if we're like cooking together. Or I had one when I was like doing David's puzzle. Like that's it. But like I've never drank because I was upset. If I ever feel upset, I know like. No
drinking
alcohol.
Is, yeah,
yeah.
No nothing. When
yeah.
You're upset,
no nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely
yeah,
not. Like I'm just
turning
like,
to any substance.
Yeah.
When
if
you're
I
upset
be,
is bad.
If I know I'm going to be in a setting where I don't really know a lot of people and I want to be like, okay, I want to socialize. Like I'll have a drink. It'll be like, let me just loosen up because I know I'll get super anxious. But having that drink will help me loosen up and stuff. And then once I sober up, because I sober up so fast. Once I sober up, I'm just like, okay, it's time to go.
It's,
like, I get
it's
like
crazy.
Anxious.
It's crazy, like turning over to like drinking when you're like about to be around a bunch of people that you don't know. I feel like me and you are the same. We kind of like we need to drink to feel comfortable,
yeah.
But we go over the top. It's like,
yeah.
Like first impressions for me are always the worst because like I feel like I just need to like. Well, I get drunk obviously because I'm like obviously nervous,
anxiety, like
yeah. And I end up being over the top, and then I go home that night knowing that I just like ruined everybody's mood.
And you
because
think
I
about
just
like what happened, and you like question everything.
Yeah,
I do that too. Don't worry.
Yeah,
if we have like a party at the house, for some reason I never drink ever. I keep my distance away from the party. I get very very anxious. I don't know if it's because it's my house and I'm trying to like. Keep it clean and keep and make sure everybody's like neat. Like if like I make sure everybody's yeah. fed, I make sure everybody has their drinks outside. Like just
you're
keep
good,
it here.
You're being a good hostess, but
yeah, but, I, but
I'm
like,
the complete opposite.
But normally, like a right? No, even if at your house, I'm like no drinks. Like I have to take care of this party right now. I have to make sure everybody's happy.
I'm the most drunk when I'm having a party.
But that's yes. also like you. Like you are very motherly.
Oh,
and you want to like. Care and look after everybody like
yeah.
don't worry like I'll clean up like yeah. even if we go to Zane's here whoever's house like you're yeah. constantly like picking up or
I love doing
just
it
helping
yeah I love doing it but a big pet peeve is like when we are having a party and someone's like stop cleaning for 5 seconds have a shot and I'm like and that's when I start freaking out like I'll have a panic attack and I'll go to Heath and I'm like well he's got googly eyes I don't know who to go to
I'm
like
over here.
I'm so he's like, you're fine, lighten up.
But I feel
like
it's another instance of it's like it being like, because again, it's like you respond differently depending on the situation. Like, yeah, like everyone's drinking around you, whatever, but it's your home and you're like, I want to be a good like hostess. Like I get both ends of the spectrum too, because it's like in Zane's mind, it's like, I'm home. I'm in the safest place possible. That's probably how I would feel too.
Yeah.
I'm in the safest environment that I can get as fucked up as I would like to because I can just go to bed. Yeah, I can just go to bed after.
Oh, that sounds
selfishly.
Fun.
That's like
just selfishly,
I mean, maybe a little.
Yeah.
We should switch.
That's literally how I feel. And also it's kind of like, and I'm sure you feel this too. I will get fucked up and know that in the morning I will deal with everything.
Yeah.
Like,
or I will.
No,
deal
seriously.
With
what do you have to deal with?
But like at the Denny house, we would get fucking destroyed.
Well, yeah.
And it's like, we didn't care about anything. We had the time of our lives, didn't worry about anything. We would fucking go crazy, do
and then
whatever
we would
wanted.
Deal with all of it
in the
next
morning.
Day?
We would all as a group fucking, all right, great. That was so much fun, dude. What a wild night. And we'll all fucking be sweeping.
You know,
we'll
your
all be picking up stuff.
Yeah.
We'll be throwing stuff away. Like,
that's fine.
Picking up. And like, that was just kind of like the way it always yeah. was.
Oh, I wish I could time travel to a Denny party.
No, it's a good
I'm just so curious to like,
that's my
see...
superpower. Don't take it.
Don't take that away from me.
Whenever I throw a party and I wake up and somebody has cleaned the house from a party I threw.
You could say my name.
Oh. Literally nicest.
You could use
nicest
my name.
Thing like that could be done for anybody. And that must sound so yeah. crazy. Like, that's like the nicest thing I've ever been.
When somebody cleans up after me when I'm fucked up.
I'm from you saying you're 28 years old.
From that position, though, it's like you're waking up and half the time you're probably already hungover, so you're not feeling the best.
Yeah.
So that probably is a really good feeling, like waking up and just being like, oh, somebody did this. I don't have to worry about it. I just have to worry about the fucking headache and the fact that I'm going to throw up.
I honestly don't mind cleaning, but it's the fact that somebody has like done it, like yeah. somebody was like, you know what, Zane's gonna wake up and he's gonna see this kitchen and it's clean and he's gonna feel better, like that, like
I'm
that.
Gonna check this off his to-do list.
Yeah,
you know, it's like one less thing to worry about, which is honestly like
thank
so
you
appreciated.
Heath, for always cleaning my house after I throw
I got you, baby.
Giant parties. It's really nice of you,
honestly. The big thing,
I'm sorry, you have something to say?
Mariah goes, am I getting no credit here?
No, I think a big thing, like
life
even
me up.
Like parties, cooking, whatever it is, like is cleaning as you go.
Yes.
If you're done with something, just fucking throw it away in that yeah. moment.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're all gonna be on cleaning TikTok in about 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Cleaning. I'm already
cleaning,
on it.
Cleaning Windex.
I'm on cleaning TikTok.
Help.
Help. Help.
But yeah, if you clean as you go and you're like on top of it throughout the night,
yeah,
so much easier. Yeah,
helps so much.
Tune into Zane and Heath Unfiltered for tips to clean up your house while you drink.
We really go through everything on this podcast, and that's why we're the number one podcast in the world,
according to Zane.
In the nation,
I think Logan Paul says that on every podcast.
In the Milky
the
Way
number
galaxy.
One podcast in the world.
I feel like I've been seeing more comments and more things being said about like, we need another drunk podcast. And in my mind, I'm just like,
we're fucked up
yeah,
every podcast.
What's the difference?
No, okay. So I'll be the first to say it. Like, we drink before every episode.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have a couple like seltzers and
yeah,
like a shot.
A lot of energy. So it's like coffee, energy drink, then alcohol. It's very unhealthy.
We get something in us to like let loose.
Yeah.
Before every episode.
Mm-hmm.
But the drunk episode was.
I texted you after that episode. I was recovering and
steps
I was like.
Steps and steps and steps above.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were fucking crying. We were.
two or three episodes that we've done so far that we were just completely hammered by the end of it, which were the Stas and Tana episodes.
Well,
where we were just completely.
Stas, we were drinking through it. But we also recorded an hour after the podcast. Blacked out.
Oh yeah, where I had to cut like an
I
hour of the
that.
End
I
because
cut
we
it.
Were
or, cut in.
We were all just like
Heath and
gone.
I were fighting about something for 30 fucking minutes. We were like,
I don't remember what it was,
but it got to the point where everyone was just like, so. And
well,
we were
no,
just
it got
back
to the point where like
forth.
Me and Zane were having a conversation over here. They were having a conversation on these couches,
yeah.
And it was like three podcasts going on. Like, they were talking. Stas was, it was just like,
wait,
we
do,
were,
you have, do you want
we
me to be
done.
Real and say, like, what happened to me
yeah.
during that episode?
Yeah.
I don't know who knows this. I had a panic attack and I called Devin. As soon as it was over, when you guys sat outside afterwards,
uh-huh.
I was panicking, hysterical,
why?
Crying, like, ran to my room, texted Devin because he was
what?
The only sober one. Because I was terrified. I had this, like, I was
like about it being a bad
out.
Episode. Or?
Devin knew because the whole end of the episode, that last hour, I kept looking at him and my heart was racing. I wasn't talking and I was just like, I have to pull through this. I was this close to running out and I was like, can we end it? And you guys were like, let's keep going. I'm like, no, I'm trying to, and I was trying to, without
oh
being a Debbie
God.
Downer, I was trying to signal to somebody. So I was looking at the camera and Devin
sign?
Knew. I was looking at the camera and I was giving him a look, and that's why he was like, guys, we need to end it, because it might, like, he said something and we were like, okay, fine. Oh,
that's why he said
that. As soon as you guys stopped recording, I darted out of here and you guys were taking shots and stuff. I sat in my room.
Still drinking.
We were having the time of our fucking life, and Mariah was about to have a meltdown.
Mariah wasn't drinking that podcast.
Yeah.
You weren't?
Not cool enough.
You weren't drinking?
She was doing this. She goes, cheers.
Oh my god.
Oh,
that's
like,
why the walls soaked behind.
I could not be around people that are drinking like
it's
that.
It's the worst. Yeah.
Fuck that.
I hate being around people that are fucked up. Like I
Oh, right. Is that why you had a panic attack?
I don't mind people drinking. Is that why you hate being around me? I think the problem is when, like, I started freaking out more when nobody was hearing me out, and I was like, I have to leave right now. So I darted out. I lay on, if I have a panic like moment, I lay on the floor. Like, that's like my thing.
So funky.
Oh, it's like my thing. I don't know. I'm different.
She's so random.
I'm so random.
I put my feet in like an ice bath.
I stick my feet in the pool.
Yeah. She said, bitch, I'm a ghost.
I'm on the floor. And I texted Devin. I was like, please come to my room right now. And I was just like, I don't know who else to go to right now. Calm me down. I literally was like, totally fine after. I was like, all right, cool. I just needed it to end in that moment. I think it was a mix of being in the chair too long.
It was hours.
We were here for three and a half hours. I didn't think that it was going to be able to go on that long, because all of us knew that, like, oh, Sauce has to leave. But then she became open to staying.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we didn't. None of us bargained for it going on that
long.
She
had plans beforehand that she had to leave. Right. But she was just like, fuck it. I will say, I was just in the bathroom. I was watching TikTok for a quick second.
Okay, very good. Nice.
You know, I'll sit here and do my thing.
You're on cleaning TikTok.
Did you see
him? No, when I saw something that kind of blew my mind. It was, you know, the Drake song where he's like, I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
I always thought it was like my bed.
My bed and my mom. I learned that
it's not too.
Is that not it?
It's not that. His son, his middle name is Mahbed. Mahbed.
Oh.
I only love my bed and my mom. Oh my God.
So he was talking about his kid.
Smart.
Clever Drake.
He had to have done that on purpose.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah.
That's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
And he knew that everyone would think
it's that. And I'm over here like, I love my bed too.
Yeah, relatable. Oh my God,
Drake is so relatable. That's cool though. Like,
yeah.
I find it funny sometimes because I'm not on Zane level, but like I mishear a lot of lyrics sometimes, and I think that I'm hearing the right lyrics, and I'm like, oh my God, this is so profound. The entire sentence is something totally different. I'm like, oh, well, that's good too. But I think I remembered it better.
Metafit.
I named my son, his middle name is Muguns.
I only love my guns.
Muguns.
Muguns.
Song kills in the South.
Only love my guns and my mama. I'm sorry.
Mine's my cheese.
Mine's my tequila.
I don't love anything.
Malika. Tequila is a cute ass name, though. I'm gonna name my daughter that. Tequila, Kiki, tequila,
Keila,
Keila,
Tila, tequila is a really fun name.
Is she still doing it?
She still has that name.
Who is at the house? We were just watching a movie, and she just popped up on the screen. She was like just like guest star or something.
On what?
It was like an Adam Sandler movie.
Oh,
Tila.
Tila Tequila. Yeah, she was like one of the girls, they're having a bachelor party, and without, she was like the main girl of the bachelor party. And I was
Did you watch that? Shot
of Love. Yeah, like, I watched it.
Iconic. So good. Just like,
I missed that, like, MTV.
I know.
Because it was like, at the time, it was the shit to watch.
I missed that and like Room Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
The fucking,
Next.
Next. Yeah.
Yes.
Where it's like a nerd and he's like, I want to be a model.
Made. Now, I loved it. Now looking back at these shows, I think a lot of it was fucking staged.
It was.
For sure, yeah.
Next especially was very fake, but Made, I have to look back at it because like, I don't remember as a kid it coming off as that fake. Next was always fake to me.
What was Made again?
Made was like when they would take like the nerdy girl in school or whatever, and she'd be like, all I want is to be like a cheerleader. Like, they're so cool and pretty. And then they would like make her into a cheerleader.
Oh, yeah.
Like within
and
a week.
100% took it from that movie. What's that movie where they turn like the nerdy girl to a popular.
Every movie ever. Every 90s chick flick ever. Yeah.
Oh, he's all that with Addison Rae.
He's all that with Addison Rae.
Yeah, I mean, the more I just me saying it out loud, I realized how fake it sounds. Like, that doesn't happen. Like, of course, a girl's like, yeah. I want to be
they're
a cheerleader.
Very interesting
who
concepts.
Who in high school yeah. is getting in contact?
Yeah. I do feel like nowadays shows are the concepts are lazy. They are. I feel like we liked it because every concept was different. Remember Parental Control? So yeah. good.
It was a good
that,
concept,
but
though.
But if that yeah, came out now, it would not be good.
Date My Mom.
Date My Mom.
Like, ew, I hated that.
Yeah, it was cringy.
I didn't like I thought Parental Control and Date My Mom were both a little cringy for me. Do you guys remember True Life?
Yes, of course.
That one, I think was
True
real.
True Life, I'm addicted to blah, blah, blah.
Right. True. Yeah, it was, and it was like some seedy stuff.
It had to be real because it, like, they would show them eating the shit or whatever.
You
and
know,
it's like,
Chelsea's brother was on the Room Raiders.
Really?
Really?
Hold on. Was this like a known thing?
Yeah. I mean, she
like in high school?
Yeah.
Why didn't I know about this? Chelsea, blonde hair Chelsea.
Yeah.
She never like said this.
He was like a really good looking fucking dude, like jacked. And he just randomly got like, I guess he like applied for it, but like got picked. And it was, yeah, everything.
So like when, like, do you watch the episode that he was on?
I saw snippets. I never watched the full one. But
you,
like
you should watch it and see if it look because if you know do you know him yeah. like you should see if it like looks
like
a little staged or not
because really
you know
friend.
Like him in yeah. real life and he's not an actor right
no he just like
that's
randomly
you said Room Raiders
yeah
was it his actual room
I think so I don't want to like say for sure I'm pretty sure it was but it was like a setup thing,
I wonder like, if they would like, stage like the shit in his room
like Pimp My Ride
yeah Pimp My
oh,
Ride was fucking
man.
Insane
it was so insane yeah.
That was shit couldn't have been legal. Yeah, it couldn't have been legal.
Yeah, you can't
that
you can
shit.
No.
We I got an like... aquarium in your car, dude. Like, we got a big 70-inch screen TV in the front of your car. Why would yeah, you need what? That?
We replaced your windshield with a flat screen TV, digital projection of the road.
So funny. I came across a few TikToks that were girls showing their My Super Sweet 16 clips. And they're
that's
just like,
great. I love
crazy.
That's fucking awesome.
That was a good one.
I feel like
that
half
was real.
Those girls were from Boca.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of them were.
Yeah. That's so
and
funny.
And you know those were real.
But that's like, my idea of Boca. Like, that's why I'm like, oh, I just want to go to Boca. Like, I feel like it's bougie. I think My Super Sweet 16, BMWs, like designer bags. That's all I think about.
If My Sweet 16 was on now, it would be introducing them. The biggest TikToker would be at the party.
Oh, forget it.
All right, anything else, guys?
Yeah. All right, see you guys later.
I think all right, cool. Good. Let's fucking end this shit. All right, well, thanks again for tuning in to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. As always, we hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did.
Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year.
Sorry, we're confused. We're recording this before Christmas.
Two years. 2 years out.
There you go. This is our first episode ever, actually. That would be funny to fuck
oh my
people
God.
Up. Go back to the fucking old house and record an episode just to like.
That's
oh,
good.
Yeah.
We record an episode that looks like a time capsule that we have recorded a long time ago.
It'd be
and
cool.
I did befriend the new owners of that house.
Hit them up.
Hit
Let's
him
make
up.
Shit happen. As always, you can check out this episode audio form on Spotify, on Google Apps. I don't even know the fucking apps anymore.
Apple.
You guys know what it is. And then you can check out the video form of this podcast on youtube.com/every. YouTube.com/Zane and Heath every Tuesday.
It's okay.
/ every. It's all right.
I just want to get there quick.
Maybe that doctor thing is a scam.
Yeah. those shots are they're fucking me up.
Also, guys, make sure to check out our Kumota Coffee. It's still available for pre-order.
Yeah. Guys, we're seeing so many of you guys post about it and your reviews.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Seeing like how much people like it.
Yeah.
It's really
and
cool.
It's nice seeing like how like you can tell when they're like being honest about the coffee. We really like your honest reviews. Like if you don't like it, fucking tell us. Like it really helps us. Like, but all the reviews have been really good so far. So that's awesome.
It's cool for me seeing people that are like, I can drink it black. I usually don't drink black coffee because like drinking hot black coffee is not easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it does like it really does
bitter.
Have such a good
it,
fucking
it has the
just
coffee taste
good flavor
yeah
yeah
so thank you guys and everybody who has supported us and has bought the coffee and is trying it thank you guys so much we really appreciate it and if you guys haven't tried it yet please make sure to check it out
Kumota.com
Slash Zayden pre- slash unfiltered.
Slash every.
Slash every.
Pre-orders are still out. We got to catch up to y'all. Y'all crazy.
We do have a lot of cool stuff coming. So
yeah,
stay tuned.
Very exciting. But yeah, you guys want to close it out? Anything? Okay. Making them 55 suck their teeth. Have a good one.
Mm. Word of advice: make a 55 suck their teeth.
Yeah. Pull up in an SRT.
Yeah. And by the way, who's JT?
Justin Timberlake,
the girl from City Girls.
Oh, that's JT. I'm a fake fucking fan. JT.
Fake fans. Ugh.
Okay.